I'm Stan Ingold, Alabama Public Radio News. In Alabama, some county sheriffs have gotten rich by spending as little as possible feeding prisoners and keeping the leftovers. APR's Alex Aubuchon reports that won't happen anymore.
State law gives Alabama's sheriffs $1.75 a day to feed each prisoner. Common practice has let sheriffs personally keep whatever they didn't spend on food. Etowah County Sheriff Todd Intrican made headlines back in March when ethics disclosure forms revealed he'd pocketed more than $750,000 over the past 3 years from food provisions. Now, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has told the state's comptroller to rescind that policy of paying prisoner food allowances directly to county sheriffs. Any leftover food money will now have to be kept in government accounts and spent on feeding inmates. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
Kids looking for a summer meal in Tuscaloosa now have some more options. The Tuscaloosa City School System is opening 4 new feeding stations to help out those who don't get enough to eat. The program welcomes all children ages 18 and younger, and no ID is required. Carlton Robertson is the Child Nutrition Program Director for the TCSC. He says his program helps out those who might be in need of getting food.
We're over 60% free and reduced for the school year for students. It's just an extension. We're trying to fill the gap over the summer months that our kids are, you know, all out of school for 2 or 3 months, and a lot of them need meals. So we're just trying to provide meals for those kids during the summer months.
Robertson says the Tuscaloosa City School System now operates 34 feeding sites throughout the district. A list of the feeding sites and their locations can be found at the City School System's website. And a lawsuit challenging Alabama's lethal injection process has taken an unexpected turn after 8 inmate plaintiffs asked to be put to death by the state's new execution method by inhaling nitrogen gas. The Alabama Attorney General's Office and lawyers for inmates submitted a joint motion on Tuesday to dismiss the litigation. Lawyers said that the inmates' claims are moot because their executions will be carried out at the appropriate time by nitrogen hypoxia. Alabama in March became the third state to authorize executions by nitrogen. Although no state has used the method, according to the motion, the 8 inmate plaintiffs have selected execution by nitrogen. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News.